This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
All right. Thanks for tuning in today. You're going to love today's show. I am so excited to talk to this guest. His name is Curly Jones. He is based in Nashville, Tennessee. And let's just say he's the bus driver to the entertainment industry. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the show, Curly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You sound like you're in a car. Are you driving?
We just got into town from Houston, Texas. We had a show in Houston last night.
Yeah, with who?
And with Queen.
What? Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
With Queen. With Adam Lambert and Queen? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, really seriously.
Okay. We could talk about this for a little bit. So, are you worn out? Does that wear you out driving the buses for all the stars?
Well, we had two drivers on the bus because the distance, new ruling by the Department of Transportation now, we have to use electronic logging devices. And we can no longer be creative like we used to could when we used paper logs.
Yes, creative. You know what? But that's best for everybody's safety. Wouldn't you agree?
It is. But sometimes it's, we have drivers get coming in from Oklahoma City or Dallas, Texas. It's an 11-hour trip.
Right.
And they get an hour away from Nashville, and we have to ferry a driver out to them because they're not going to pull over and sleep 8 hours with 12 people on board.
Yeah, I kind of get that. The practicality of that.
It's good and it's bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can see how it
has. I flew out 5 days ago to L.A. At the Forum. And they done a show there. We drove from there to El Paso, Texas for a night off. El Paso, Texas to Dallas, from Dallas to Houston, from Houston back into Nashville. They're just passing through, mm-hmm. spending some time off here and going on up to Detroit for a show day after tomorrow, I believe.
I want to say they're in the Indy area at some point because I was considering going to it, and I think – I can't remember. Anyway, oh, my gosh, back to Queen. So how much – time do you actually spend with the band, or is most of your time spent driving them from city to city? Probably most of it driving, but I mean, do you have conversations with them?
Yes, they come up and sit in the jump seat beside me, or some of them will come up to smoke cigarettes and little window up there where they can smoke and it draws the air out. But yeah, we have conversation and it's hard for me to go on any tour now without someone being on the bus that's ridden with me before.
Oh, my goodness. You've been at this 50 years. No tickets, right?
50 years.
That's crazy. So I got to get back to Queen for a minute. Sorry. So did you talk to Brian May about the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody? Did you talk to any of the guys, the original band members, about the movie? And did you see the movie?
No, I have not seen the movie, and I didn't talk to him about the movie.
Okay, it's really good. I'm just throwing that in there. Okay.
Everybody said it's a great movie.
It really is. It's incredible. And Rami Malek, who played, his name just flew out of my brain.
And it's a sold-out tour. Every ticket is sold.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. But with Adam Lambert, I mean, that's a great choice to fill in there.
Yeah.
So let's get back to you. I think you have an interesting beginning to your career. It's important to note your height. Tell our audience about that and how that played a role in your early job situation.
Well, I had gone to work for a little company out of Tulsa, Oklahoma called Arcoma Coach. And pulling a schedule over into Arkansas and up the Missouri state line every day, 5 days a week, 322 miles a day. And when I got ready to try to advance myself, I applied at Trailways and Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 1968.
Okay.
And they had a height limit. It had to be 5'6". I'm 5'4" and a half.
Oh, didn't make the cut.
And I asked him if he's looking for a bouncer or a driver.
You know, that's a good point, because you could get the job done, right? You just, what's with the...
Yeah, I can drive a bus. Hmm. I knew I could drive a bus, but they wouldn't hire me. And I got on with the Oak Ridge Boys. Our shop was right across the street in Tulsa from what they now call the Old Lady on Brady. It was at the time the Tulsa Municipal Auditorium. And I came in one night, the Oak Ridge Boys bus is parked out front. Mm-hmm. I went over, bought a ticket, and intermission, hit him up for a job.
Well, that takes real guts.
About a month and a half later, they called me from Panama City, Florida. To me, that was a world away.
Yeah.
I had just gotten a divorce, and it seemed to be just far enough away from my ex.
Well, there were no jobs over in China, probably, right? So we're talking to Curly Jones, bus driver to the entertainment industry. The list is long of the stars he's driven around the country. Right now, we're talking about his early career. So the Oak Ridge Boys, and how long did you drive them around? Because back in the 70s, they were huge. I remember going to see them perform. Huge.
I started the 21st of July, 1969, and drove for them until the summer of 76.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the Oaks, and just as they were making their transition from gospel to country, and went with Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, well, that would have been a tough choice, but okay. Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy had not written Margaritaville at the time, and I spent a year with him, had a new bus built for him, and just when I was leaving him, he recorded Margaritaville, but hadn't been released yet.
So were you the inspiration for Margaritaville somehow?
Probably not.
Okay, just checking. You could have been his muse. We don't know.
But he was so excited. We were doing some Jimmy Carter dates when Jimmy was running for president.
Oh, okay.
Up in the Northwest, and Jimmy, we had a week off. Was working the dates with Jerry Jeff Walker. Jimmy had a week off and flew back to Key West. And when he came back, he had written Margaritaville and was so pumped. And he brought a blender back, put on the bus so he could make margaritas.
Of course he did.
And
you know, now he has his own line of blenders and stuff and products called Margaritaville, and restaurants.
The rest is history.
The rest is definitely history. And you were there at the beginning. That's very, very cool. Nobody else can really say that but Curly Jones, you, the bus driver to the entertainment industry. It's cool. All right, so Oak Ridge Boys, Jimmy Buffett. In between, there was a little artist named Billy Joel.
Billy Joel was, let me back up one.
Okay.
Olivia Newton-John had called and wanted to lease a bus, and there were no lease buses in those days.
Oh.
The lease industry was not there. There were just no lease buses. The Oaks was working Vegas, Tahoe, and Reno with Johnny Cash and Roy Clark.
Wow.
And their bus was sitting. So I was contacted. A lady in California had a company called Journeys Far and Near. She was Olivia's travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked if the Oaks would be interested in leasing their bus while they were not using it. So I approached them, and yes, they wanted to do that.
Sure.
But there was one problem. The bus didn't have a bathroom in it.
Oh, girls like their bathrooms.
We had to put a bathroom in it and obviously named it Olivia Newton's John.
I didn't see that one coming.
So Billy Joel was fronting for Olivia. And when her 2 weeks was up, Billy wanted to use the bus. Piano Man was the only hit he had had out at that time.
Oh, my gosh. So many more songs.
I've done Billy for, I've hauled him on several tours.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went from there to, I think, Melissa Manchester, Melissa Manchester to Rufus, Chaka Khan, Pure Prairie League, Buffett, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and I wanted to start my own bus company. I saw an industry starting that I knew something about.
Yes, absolutely. Did you?
So Yes, I did. I had my own bus company for 16 years.
I sold it out
in 1996.
Wow.
And went on the Garth tour. I took Garth's mom and dad for 3 years, 96, 98.
So I didn't know Mom and Dad Brooks followed Garth around on tour for 3 years.
They did.
Well.
Now, 40 to 50% of the time. He bought him a nice Prevost motorhome. And Garth was my neighbor, and he asked if I would be interested in hauling Mom and Dad, and I was. She was a hoot.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Tell me in what ways. Is she just funny or quirky or sassy?
She was sassy.
Mm.
She was born about two generations too soon. She was a sassy lady. I loved Colleen. Mm-hmm. And then I was, when I sold my shop, I thought I was going to retire and wound up getting another divorce.
Oh, Carly, that's not a good track record. What happened? Life happens. You don't have to tell me.
That's the whole of the story.
How much time have you got? I think, you know, the stories of how people meet are very interesting, and sometimes the stories of how they depart are just as interesting. But this show is about you and driving a bus for the entertainment industry, so we'll try to keep it at that. We're talking with Curly Jones, and clearly he's met a lot of big names and driven for them. And there's got to be something about you that they keep coming back and keep calling you, and just more than... there weren't a lot of lease opportunities back in the day. I mean, it's got to be you.
Well, I don't know.
I do. I can tell. All right. So we want to talk much, much more about, well, I can't believe you've driven 50 years and not had a single accident. That's craziness. But some of the other names and bands that you've driven for, I want to drill down a little bit and ask some more specific questions, and maybe you've got some good stories about them. I'm sure you do. And we'll have much more coming up in our next segment of Lifestyle Indie Radio right here on Freedom 95. Stand by.
You are listening to Lifestyle Indie. Your life, your style.
All right, Julie Patterson here along with Curly Jones, bus driver to the entertainment industry. And you're on your way back to Nashville after spending some time with Queen, the original members, and Adam Lambert. They're traveling around right now. And you've been driving them around, correct, Curly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's so exciting to talk to you. So Curly got his start driving buses back in the 60s. He's been driving buses for 50 years and no accidents. Have you ever come close to having a wreck?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that. That's scary.
I have. You come up on some cars over a ridge, and you're running 72 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they're stopped in front of you. Buses don't stop like cars.
No, they don't. It takes a little longer, right?
We had a little incident today where we thought we were going to kiss the back of a car. Hit the brakes hard, and fruit come all the way from the galley up into the driver area.
No.
Got hit in the head with an orange.
Oh, no! Could have been worse, though.
It could have been worse. Yes, it could have. And I'm looking for a better sale area where you'll have a better...
Yeah, I can hear you now. I think it was just a short little 10-second glitch, but I can understand you
okay.
now. So it seems to me like there were a lot of country artists that you toured with. Is that just because you were based... I know you're from Oklahoma, but are you based in Nashville, and were you based in Nashville? Is that why you were sort of maybe heavy on some of the country artists that you took?
I have done a lot of country artists. I've done a lot of rock and roll bands, but you got to understand leasing didn't start until about 74.
Okay.
And at that time, country bands owned their own buses.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll was flying because it was big to talk about your airplane.
Oh. Like your private jet that jetted you from one location to the next? Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Makes you sound big and rich and all that.
You always had to tote your own luggage, all your luggage, everywhere you went.
Mm-hmm.
With the bus, I used to use the slogan, home is where your bus is.
Well, why not? Home is where your bus is, of course.
And it's so true, because that's the only thing you have from one day to the next. If your tour is 87 days long, that's the only thing that you have that's common every day that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your own
Leave
little cubby hole, bunk.
Right. Sure.
And it's sacred. Nobody puts anything in your bunk or on your bunk.
That's interesting, yeah.
And it's home. It really is.
Yeah, I've been in some IndyCar driver buses where they'll travel from race to race, live in it at the racetrack. I mean, some of these are, they're like home.
It is home.
Yeah, it is.
You have everything that you have at home, you have in the bus, except it's just a little smaller, a little more condensed, and you have 11 of your friends with you.
That's the best part, probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, you had to do that custom Olivia Newton-John putting in the bathroom. Now they have kitchens and probably granite countertops and, you know.
Exactly.
You know, just gorgeous. So you've seen that part of the industry change over time, too. Yeah.
I have seen so many changes. and things that you would think would not be important mean so much to them.
Like what?
If you don't have satellite TV, you gotta move the bus. I've seen artists park the bus a block and a half away from a venue just to get a signal.
What are they wanting to see? A big game or a boxing match? I mean, is it a sporting event or what are they wanting to see? You don't even know. Could be a soap opera. Who knows?
It could be whatever.
Yeah. All right.
I remember back years ago the first bus the Oakridge Boys had didn't have a TV in it. It had an 8-track player, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one had a TV, and it had what they called a tinny rack on top. It looked like a little luggage rack on top. You get 15 miles from downtown, you would not get a signal. So I'd have to pull over and wait for 3 hours while they watched their favorite movie before we could go on down the road.
Gosh.
Nowadays,
those
it's constant tracking satellite, and the only glitch they get is when they go under a bridge.
Oh, my God.
They lose the signal just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall back years ago when I had my bus company, we was working on a country singer named Ernest Tubb.
Yeah.
His driver brought his bus in, and his little AM radio was not working. So we pulled out, sent to the shop. That Thursday night, they got ready to leave town. His driver called me. He says, "Curly, you let me down. It's what to do, Hooter." He said, you didn't get the old man's radio, AM radio fixed.
Uh-oh.
And I said, "Well, it's in the shop. Well, it'll be ready next week." Now you just pull one out, throw it away, and buy another one, stick in. But he said, "You don't understand. If the old man can't get the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night, he'd just soon not go out."
Oh, wow. Wow. Of course. That's how important it was. Wow.
Today it's internet and satellite TV. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Things have definitely evolved. Technology has. And so have the artist tastes, I'm sure. So let's talk about some more of the people you've driven around. I know, you know, your list is really interesting that I see. And then you just mentioned somebody not on the list, Ernest Tubbs. So I'm sure there's many that are not on your list. So let's talk about memorable. Do you have most memorable artists that you had the most fun with? Maybe it's the Oak Ridge Boys because they were your first and it was so great. That would have been so cool.
Well, we was a family.
Yeah, right. I get that. So that was different because it felt, you know, you were part of their family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huey Lewis tour was fun.
Oh, I bet.
I love Ann and Nancy Wilson. They're still just...
From heart, yes.
They'll always have a special place in my heart.
So talented, those girls. Mm.
So talented, so talented. Mm. I would recall two things about heart.
Okay.
The day they got a call from Rolling Stone magazine wanting to do an article on them, they were so excited. Rolling Stone knows who we are.
Yes!
And they were so excited about it. The other thing that sticks out in my mind, we were traveling up I-35 late one afternoon, a day off, and had a long ways to go. And just at dark, they started seeing some lightning bugs. And I had to pull over to the rest area. They had never seen lightning bugs before.
Where are those girls from? That surprises me.
They're from Washington, Washington State.
Okay.
And they were just having a ball in this rest area catching lightning bugs.
That's hilarious. What a great story. Anne and Nancy Wilson catching lightning bugs because they'd never seen it before. Of course, Hart was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. So they came a long way from lightning bugs to the Rock Hall, right? Oh, my goodness.
They've came so far.
That's cool. Lightning bugs. And, great story.
And Anne still sings so good. I mean, she's right on. I love those girls.
I do, too. I wonder, do they still tour? Yeah, they still tour some. I'm going to say I saw them not too long ago, maybe five, six years ago.
They're going to be in Nashville in another month and a half, and I'm going to go see them.
You going to go see them and say hi? Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
That's awesome. So you keep in touch with some of these artists still?
Just a few.
Go visit. Yeah, a few. Who are those? I mean, those few that you just, they're probably the ones that you feel, you know, that you made the most connection with.
Well, Garth, of course, I was Garth's neighbor. I sold him 32 acres of my property when
what?
I divorced.
Wait a minute. What, in Nashville or in Oklahoma?
Nashville. Oh. No, in Nashville, in Goodlettsville. His home is in Goodlettsville, which is just a suburb.
Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in Nashville, just sidebar, so I'm familiar with I did. I went to Hillwood. Anyway, neither here nor there. It's a long time ago. So you sold some property to Garth. So Garth lives out there in Goodlettsville with lovely Trish. Okay.
We've baled hay together. We've built fences together. We've sat around a campfire many nights together.
What?
He came to my 50th birthday party and sang "Much Too Young to Be This Damn Old."
No, nobody can say that. My 50th birthday party, Garth Brooks sang. Oh my goodness.
He was married to Sandy at the time.
Right.
And they both rode their horses up.
Of course they did.
Took all the little kids horseback riding and put them up and lead them down the trail and back. And he was he is so cool.
Well, apparently he is. Apparently he is cool. And I remember that. He had three girls. They're probably all grown now.
His youngest has her own music career going now.
What is she called? Does she use the name Brooks?
Allie Colleen. Okay. She does not use the name Brooks.
Yeah, she wants to do it on her own, probably. I get that.
She wants to make it on her own.
Wow. Such a great story. Garth Brooks sang at your 50th birthday party. Do you have any? I mean, you've got a million of them, I'm sure. So Garth is very special to you.
He's very special.
Oh, man. And a neighbor. Still a neighbor, right?
No, I sold the property.
Let me guess, second divorce?
And moved up to Springfield, Tennessee.
Okay, a little ways out of Nashville, sure.
Where I have a log house, mm-hmm. and my piddle palace, I call it. I do one of a kind wood pieces when I'm home.
What? That's cool. Can we find them online?
Go to Two Hearts Creation.
Okay, Two Hearts. Do you spell the word out? Words out.
HEARTS. Two Hearts Creation.
Okay, two as in the number two or T-W-O?
T-W-O.
Okay, Two Hearts Creation. Okay, I'll search for that. That's cool.
It has become a passion. I've only been doing this about 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and I absolutely love my Piddle Palace.
Your Piddle Palace. So, Curly, we're talking to Curly Jones, bus driver to the entertainment industry. Can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 74.
Oh, congratulations. You've learned how to live life well, to invest well, to find a passion that you love. That's a different one than you spent your entire career, and that's very cool. Do you have any closing thoughts or a closing story you want to tell us? We've run out of time.
Oh, boy,
Tell me about Keith Urban. Tell me about Keith Urban.
Keith Urban is absolutely an incredible person.
Mm-hmm.
Two people in his organization, I've hauled his production manager on Brooks and Dunn for 3 years, and he's the person I measure all production managers by.
Oh, that's a high compliment.
Because he is so good. Mm-hmm. And his manager, Chuck Hull, I measure all tour managers by Chuck Hull.
Love that.
Chuck is, he's just an amazing person.
Okay.
He deals with everything with a smile on his face.
Aww.
Keith has put the best crew together, I think, of any band I ever worked with.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so efficient at what they do. It's mm-hmm. a well-oiled machine.
I love it. Very good.
And Keith is, I wish I knew my instrument being the bass, as well as he knows his instrument being the guitar.
High compliment. We're talking to Curly Jones, and that's it for time. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it so much more than I could even have imagined.
I've enjoyed it.
We'll
do it again someday.
I hope that we will. So twoheartscreations.com if you want to see some of his woodwork. And
yes.
We'll bid you adieu. Goodbye, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good, wonderful rest of your life. Mine has been great.
Oh, I'm planning on it. Good for you. All right, Curly Jones, bus driver to the entertainment industry on Freedom 95's Lifestyle Indie Radio.